my Lord and my God. At a very young age, I was taught to say this when the host was elevated and the chalice elevated during Mass. My Lord and my God. The same words that were said by St. Thomas the Apostle when the Lord appeared in the room, in the cenacle, where they were hiding. The Lord appeared a second time. Jesus comes this second time. And there he is. And says to Thomas, who was doubting that the risen Christ had come, put your fingers in the nail marks and your hand into my side, because that's what he said he wanted to do. And instead, in awe, Thomas says, my Lord and my God. Jesus goes on and says, you've seen me and believed. But blessed are those who have not seen me and still believe. Jesus showed mercy to Thomas and to all those in the room who had run away or who had doubted. A divine mercy. One that his passion in living and in dying and in being raised by the Father, he then does it and shows out of love, infinite love and mercy, offers the opportunity for salvation. This is the mercy of God. God who gives us this opportunity for salvation. In a world that at times seems less and less merciful, that sees mercy as a weakness, we're granted mercy by God consistently. We go our own direction. It's called sin. And we're offered the opportunity for forgiveness and mercy, particularly through the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. We're offered the mercy of God. Jesus pours out himself, gives of himself in the Eucharist, so that we have what we need out of the great mercy and love of God to be able to continue and move through life, no matter what our suffering, no matter what our pain, no matter what our doubt. And even in those moments when we might doubt the presence of God, God is merciful to us, gives us that opportunity to also recognize and say, my Lord and my God. Blessed are we who have not seen, except in the Eucharist, where he is really present. Blessed are we who don't get the risen Christ standing right in front of us, speaking to us as St. Thomas did. We are blessed, the Lord said, because we are then able to continue to believe, no matter the suffering, the pain, personal, communal, the world, whatever it is, we still believe because we are given that grace out of the mercy of God to believe, to persevere. Even when there are moments of challenge and difficulty and doubt, and to experience the abundant mercy of God, the infinite mercy of God that moves us to then do the same. How can we be merciless toward another when we have experienced the mercy of God? If we say, I haven't experienced that, oh, we have. By just the very death of Christ on the cross and being given the opportunity for salvation, we have experienced the infinite mercy and love of God. And it is in that that we have hope. The hope that comes in and through divine mercy, Jesus Christ. May the charity of Christ urge us on. The Catholic Apostolate Center has many resources. Just go to catholicapostolatecenter.org. May God bless you. Our prayers are with you.